Here's even more good news for you. You and I were created to live in the provision and the rest of God. That's why mankind is suffering with physical problems as a result of the financial load that had been on their minds all the time, and thus it's created sickness and disease. Man was created on the sixth day of creation, the very last thing created on that day. Thus, man was created to live out his life in the seventh day with God, the day of rest. Now, rest here does not mean lying down and resting. It simply means that God rested from creating because everything was complete. Everything was finished. Everything that man would ever need, want, or desire was created for him by our Father. Genesis 1, 1 through 3. God saw all that he had made, and it was very good. And there was evening, and there was morning, the sixth day. Thus the heavens and the earth were completed in all of their vast array. By the seventh day, God had finished the work he had been doing, so on the seventh day, he rested from all of his works. And God blessed the seventh day and made it holy, because on it he rested from all the work of creating that he had done. Adam lost his place of completeness and rest that God had made for him, and because of that, God left man a picture of what he would eventually restore through the last man, Adam, Jesus Christ, in what was called the Sabbath day. On the Sabbath day, that's the seventh day of the week, man was not allowed to labor for his provision, but instead, God's blessing on his provision from the previous sixth day would provide for him on the seventh day. The Sabbath was then essentially a promise to man that he would eventually be restored to rest, a place where he would not be running after his own provision, but resting in God's favor and grace for his provision. The Sabbath day was a picture of rest, a glimpse of the covenant that you now possess through the last man, Adam, Jesus Christ. Philippians 4:19. And my God will meet all your needs according to his riches in Christ Jesus. Matthew 11:28. Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light. Psalms 23. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not be in want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside quiet waters. He restores my soul. Psalms 23, verse 5. You prepare a table before me in the presence of enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows. Surely goodness and love will follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. In the book of Jeremiah, we find the people of Israel being taken into captivity and sent to Babylon. This was due to their rebellion also towards God, like Adam. But again, God in his mercy and love sends these words to the prisoners in Babylon by a letter from Jerusalem. Jeremiah 29:11. For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future. Many of us have gone into captivity in this Babylonian world system, but that's God's plan still and his desire for us today. Plans of welfare and peace, to give us an expected end, to prosper us, a future that we hope for in him and his provision. The greatest picture of what Father God wants for you and what Jesus paid for you to experience in your life today and every day is recorded in the prodigal son, Luke 15:20. But while he was still a long way off, his father saw him and was filled with compassion for him. He ran to his son, threw his arms around him, and kissed him. The son said to him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and against you. I am no longer worthy to be called your son. But the father said to his servants, Bring the best robe and put it on him. Put a ring on his finger and sandals on his feet. Bring the fatted calf and kill it. Let's have a feast and celebrate. For this son of mine was dead and is alive again. He was lost and is found. So they began to celebrate. The Father loves you, and through Jesus Christ you have been restored to him and restored to a place of righteousness. That is the robe. You've been restored to a place of authority, the signet ring. You've been restored to dominion, the sandals. And you have been restored to wealth, that is the fatted calf. Notice in this story that the prodigal son did not have to become one of his father's servants, working for his own provision. But instead, his provision was a gift of the father's love and mercy that he received. Every problem that you encounter in your life, you are already more than a conqueror through Father God and Jesus, who love you and want to take care of you. Romans 8:37. No, in all these things, we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. For I am convinced that neither death nor life, neither angels nor demons, neither the present nor the future, nor any powers, neither height nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Don't ever allow the word impossible to be in your mindset. In Matthew 19:26, Jesus looked at them and said, With man this is impossible, but with God all things are possible. The Lord told me the word impossible was in the mind and words of carnal, natural-minded people who don't know God, Christ, the covenant, the kingdom, and the blessing of the Lord, and they are always toiling for a living, making their own way, making their own living. He told me never to think or speak something being impossible. I hope you take heed as well to his wisdom. James 1:5. If any of you lacks wisdom, he should ask God, who gives generously to all without finding fault, and it will be given to him. The Lord generously gives us wisdom and all things that pertain to life and godliness. You have been given the mind of Christ. 1 Corinthians 2:16. But we have the mind of Christ. James 5:13. Is any one of you in trouble? He should pray. Matthew 7:7. Ask, and it will be given to you. Seek, and you will find. Knock, and the door will be opened to you. For everyone who asks, receives. He who seeks, finds, and to him who knocks, the door will be opened. Psalms 1:26. A pilgrimage song. When the Lord changed Zion's circumstances for the better, it was like we had been dreaming. Our mouths were suddenly filled with laughter. Our tongues were filled with joyful shouts. It was even said at that time among the nations, The Lord has done great things for them. Yes, the Lord has done great things for us, and we are overjoyed. Lord, change our circumstances for the better, like streams in desert waste. Let those who plant with tears reap the harvest with joyful shouts. Let those who go out crying and carrying their seed come home with joyful shouts, carrying bales of grain. Proverbs 18:20. From the fruit of his mouth a man's stomach is filled. With the harvest from his lips he is satisfied. Galatians 6. Let us not become weary in doing good, for at the proper time we will reap a harvest if we do not give up. Psalms 119:165. Great peace have they who love your law, and nothing can make them stumble. Psalms 147:14. He grants peace to your borders and satisfies you with the finest of wheat. Proverbs 16:7. When a man's ways are pleasing to the Lord, he makes even his enemies live at peace with him. Proverbs 24:3. By wisdom a house is built, and through understanding it is established. Through knowledge its rooms are filled with rare and beautiful treasures. Proverbs 11:25. A generous man will prosper. He who refreshes others will himself be refreshed. Proverbs 11:24. One man gives freely, yet gains even more. Another holds unduly, but comes to poverty. Psalms 3:9. Honor the Lord with your wealth, with the first fruits of all your crops. Then your barns will be filled with overflowing, and your vats will brim over with new wine. Proverbs 21:5. The plans of the diligent lead to profit. Malachi 3:10. Test me in this, says the Lord Almighty, and see if I will not throw open the floodgates of heaven and pour out so much blessing that you will not have room enough for it. I will prevent pests from devouring your crops, and the vines in your fields will not cast their fruit, says the Lord Almighty. Then all nations will call you blessed, for yours will be a delightful land, says the Lord Almighty. Luke 6:38. Give, and it shall be given to you, a good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over, will be poured into your lap. For with the measure you use, it will be measured to you. 2 Corinthians 8:9. For you know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich, yet for your sakes he became poor, so that you through his poverty might become rich. 2 Corinthians 9:6-11. Remember this: whoever sows sparingly will also reap sparingly, and whoever sows generously will also reap generously. Each man should give what he has decided in his heart to give, not reluctantly or under compulsion, for God loves a cheerful giver. And God is able to make all grace abound to you, so that in all things at all times, having all that you need, you will abound in every good work. As it is written, he has scattered abroad his gifts to the poor. His righteousness endures forever. Now he who supplies seed to the sower and bread for food will also supply and increase your store of seed and will enlarge the harvest of your righteousness. You will be made rich in every way, so that you can be generous on every occasion, and through us your generosity will result in thanksgiving to God. Ephesians 3:20-21. Now to him who is able to do immeasurably more than we ask or imagine, according to his power that is at work within us, to him be glory in the church and in Christ Jesus throughout all generations, forever and ever. Amen.